I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. President Obama is out with a new plan for offshore oil and gas drilling. Industry executives say it falls far short of what they had hoped for. Environmentalists say it goes way too far. Let's check in. John Broder covers energy and environment for the New York Times. And John, you know, the administration had a drilling plan but scrapped it after the BP spill. In announcing the new plan, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said it reflects lessons learned. So what's the difference between the new proposal and the shelved one?
Well, you have to actually study the two very closely and side by side, because with one quite obvious exception, which I'll explain in a moment, they're really quite similar. And despite what the industry says, quite aggressive in looking at new areas for exploitation.
Well,
the difference was, if I can just finish, was that in the original plan announced just weeks, literally, before the BP oil spill last April 2010, it opened a small area off the coast of Virginia that many Virginia officials wanted to see open to oil drilling, but many others up and down the East Coast thought was a dangerous toe in the water, as it were.
Well, and as you mentioned, industry officials are not happy because they wanted what? The whole Atlantic, Pacific, and Alaskan coasts opened up. That does not happen?
In their dream world, yes. There are resources, you know, from New Jersey to Florida on the East Coast that have been found by seismic testing years ago. And we know there's oil off of California, because if you've ever been to Santa Barbara, you can see it pumping every day.
So what does the plan call for specifically? And why is that upsetting, you know, people on the environmental concern side?
Well, people on the environmental concern side think that deep water drilling, and particularly drilling in the Arctic, is an inherently dangerous business, and that we have not absorbed sufficiently the lessons of the BP spill. In fact, I think one of the strongest comments came from the head of the Natural Resources Defense Council, who was herself, Frances Beinecke, a member of the president's panel that studied the spill, and she believes that Congress and the administration have not taken anywhere near adequate actions to protect us in the future, particularly in the Arctic, which is a whole different ballgame.
So again, just tick off where there would be drilling under the new proposal.
Well, they're about to hold a major lease sale in December in the western Gulf of Mexico, which is largely off the Texas coast, which is an area that has been explored and exploited for years, but they're going to open up, you know, several hundred thousand more acres for leasing. They're going to move into an area of the eastern Gulf, which has been contested largely by Florida officials who worry about the impact on tourism and their beaches of a spill. Not in a huge way, but they are going to open up some new areas for leasing off of the Florida coast, the so-called eastern Gulf of Mexico region. New areas in the Arctic Ocean, the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas off the north slope of Alaska, which are believed to hold very large reserves, and that Shell is already planning as early as next summer to do some exploratory drilling, and then a smaller area off the southern coast of Alaska that no one knows for sure how much oil is there.
So what happens now? We know there's a public comment stage and also obviously ferocious lobbying from both sides of the issue, including, we're understanding, Republicans and industry officials who are calling on the Joint Deficit Supercommittee to open areas to raise money, as they try to figure out how to knock back the deficit. Do you think that this is the final plan after all of this, you know, the public comment and the lobbying is over?
No, I don't believe it's the final plan. And even if it is approved after the public hearings next year, the early part of next year, it's a five-year plan, covering the whole period from 2012 to 2017 and always subject to revision.
John Broder, who covers energy and the environment for the New York Times. John, just real quick, since we have you, the Keystone gas, the oil pipeline coming from Canada down through through the U.S., the president has said he will be the decider on that as well. Do you know how that decision is going?
Stay tuned, but we're getting strong indications that the State Department is going to announce this week that it's delaying any decision on that pipeline while it looks at a new route.
Thank you. John Broder, who covers energy and the environment for the New York Times. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Just ahead, Rick Perry's gaffe goes viral. Well, look at how Twitter really was such a big part of the debate last night. That's in 30 seconds here and now.